You know, the one book that I've written that people laugh at when they look at the cover, not just at the back cover picture of me, but the front, it says, I used to have answers, now I have kids.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
After I spoke somewhere, a lady told me a story I will remember for years. Her uncle was in the checkout line at a huge grocery store. Nearby, he saw a toddler stick his feet out of a grocery cart and repeatedly kick an elderly lady. The toddler's mother did nothing, so the elderly gal said, "Would you have him stop? That hurts." "No," said the mother, "we don't parent that way. We don't tell them what to do." Maybe you've met that mom. So the uncle removed a yogurt container from his cart, stripped the lid off, and turned it upside down on the little kid's head. He looked at the mother and said, "My mother raised me that way too." Well, I understand what it's like to have toddlers hanging from a grocery cart. If you're at that stage or know someone who is, here are 7 things to remember that can help you raise your kids without raising your blood pressure. 1, the kids are not in charge. From the day they are born, children have one thing in mind, taking over the planet. They are cute and cuddly. Don't be fooled. They are organized, unionized, and they want you out of the way. They will spend your money, scratch your car, and eat your lunch. Our children were very imaginative, so I sat them down and said things like, "This is our house. Motorcycles are not permitted in the house, ever. More than 40 of your friends are not permitted in the house simultaneously. Food is good to eat. Ice cream left on the counter overnight is not good to eat. Put the ice cream away or it will grow a beard and attract squirrels. Speaking of food, when we visit the grocery store, the food there is not free samples. At home, the walls are not for cleaning your nose with. This is our dog Mojo. Mojo is still learning that her bathroom is outdoors. If she looks at you with her eyes crossed or is gnawing on the door handle, take her outside. Our inside bathroom is not self-cleaning. Clean as you go. Also, the ceiling fan is not for launching Lego." Parent, say this, would you? "I'm the mom," or "I'm the dad. I will seek wisdom and act on it. The kids are not in charge." Secondly, set boundaries. Children are happier when they know what the boundaries are and that those boundaries will be enforced. 3, never utter a threat you are unprepared to back up. Don't say, "I'm going to scramble an egg on your forehead." My mother would sometimes count 5, 4, 3. She never got to 0. I have no idea what would have happened. It was too terrible to contemplate. If mom said she'd do it, she did it. 4, remember, it is not your job to make your kids happy. Parenting ain't a popularity contest. 5, let them make mistakes. Give them responsibility. Sure, it would be easier to do the dishes yourself, but kids must learn. Our son Steve was forgetful. He went to school and left his lunch behind. We took it to him once. The next time, he went hungry and never forgot his lunch again. You prepare them for life when you let them make mistakes and learn from them. 6, live on your knees. I think you know what I mean. Child rearing when the world is going crazy is a job that's too big for us. So pray like crazy. God has promised to hear you. 7, finally, put relationships above rules. Rules without relationship almost always leads to rebellion. God has shown such grace and love to us. Let's pass it on. After I sat the children down for that lecture on what is appropriate in the house, my eldest asked, "Could you really shoot Lego with the ceiling fan?" I said, "I don't know." So we tried. It didn't work all that well. And I am just glad I never told them what a ceiling fan can do with ice cream.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.